call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. I want to first say thank you. Thank you to all of you who have been sharing, chiming in, commenting, and leaving reviews online. Thank you to all of you who send your questions in and have been getting answers. Thank you to you all who have been asking for a show that I'm actually going to do today. I'm super excited about it. I'm so grateful for the feedback that I've gotten on some questions that I had put out online. It's going to be great. Remember this, guys. Everything, say it with me. Say everything in life is better when we are productive. Today, we're going to be talking about the four C's of mental toughness. The four C's of mental toughness. Now, I recognize and realize that there are some major things that have been going on in the world today. But I want to share with you how you can keep your mind intact and how you can continue to press forward. Are you picking up what I'm putting down already? I'm telling you, this is going to be a great topic. I want to talk to you about the four C's of mental toughness. What would they be? Well, Dr. Vern is going to sit and tell you right now. So get your pen, get your pad out, and get ready to be productive from the area of mental toughness. The first C that I want to think about today is something that I think each and every one of us have the opportunity to actually exude, but it's up to us, our historical background, our mental state, and what we have been able to accomplish, experience in life that determines what level of this you have. The first C that I want to talk to you about is confidence. Confidence. Most people lack confidence. And the reason that they lack confidence is because they've never had to experience a certain thing before. They've been told what they could not do. Therefore, they don't have the confidence or the capacity to believe that it's possible for them. And when we talk confidence, folks, what is confidence? The feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. I'm talking about firm trust, confidence. It's literally a state of being clear-headed, either that by hypnosis or prediction, whatever you want to call it. Confidence is something that we need. If I was really, really to go deep with you today, confidence comes from a Latin word, fidere, which means to trust. Therefore, having self-confidence is having trust in one's self. My question is, do you have confidence? Because confidence is what you will need to succeed in life. And if you're going to become mentally tough, then yes, indeed, you need confidence. Now, when we talk mental toughness, what exactly are we talking about? Mental toughness literally is a measurement of an individual's resilience and confidence that may predict success, whether that be in life, in sports, in education, in finance, in workplace, whatever the case may be. There are so many different definitions of mental toughness out there, but I just want you to think about that for a moment. What is mental toughness to you? Mental toughness is being able to exude strength from an emotional standpoint, from a philosophical standpoint, from a practical standpoint, simply from a spiritual standpoint. So let's talk mental toughness today. Mental toughness. The first C that I wanted to share with you is confidence. Now, my question to you is, are you confident? Are you confident in yourself? Do you believe in yourself? That is the number one problem that we have in society today. Most people don't have a firm belief about themselves. Therefore, they don't trust themselves. They don't have faith in themselves. There's no conviction about themselves. And then there's no resilience about themselves. We need you to have confidence if you're going to exude what we call mental toughness. Are you picking up what I'm putting down today? We are discussing the four C's to mental toughness. All right, the next C that I challenge each and every person to really, really dial into is control. Now, what I need you to understand about control is there are multiple components of control in our lives. There are multiple components of control in our lives. What is control? Most people would define control as an actual ability to influence, or I don't want to use the same word control, but to control a situation, circumstance, or whatever it is that they may be going through. You know, I'm of the thought pattern and process that you can't have these two things, and you're going to hear it. You've heard it before in many different forums, but especially when it comes to leadership, you can't have control and growth at the same time. Most people say they want growth, but what they really want is control. And control is one of those things that if you're not careful, it can ruin you. It can ruin you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Too much control will cause you to go insane. What is control? The control is the power of influence or direct people's behavior or the course of events. If you have control, you have the power of influence, or you're able to direct people's behavior or course of events. And that is something that you have to be extremely careful about. When you're dealing with mental toughness, the fact that you are in control or the illusion of being in control can cause you to lose your mind. So we've talked thus far about confidence. We talked about control. Now I want to talk to you about challenge. Challenge. You see, life is about the challenge. Life is about understanding that you shouldn't be in the same place all the time. Life is about making sure that you stretch yourself. So what is a challenge? What may be challenging to you may not necessarily be challenging to someone else. So when we look at that challenge is a call to take part in a contest, a competition, or a duel, or some sort. But what you need to understand about mental toughness is, are you prepared for the challenges that you will face? Many of us have experienced over the last 60 to 70 days a challenge with the coronavirus, a challenge with our mentality on what we see on television, how we feel about what we see on television. But remember, you've got to have confidence in yourself. You've got to be able to have a form of control, but now you have to accept the challenge. How you accept the challenge will determine whether or not you will win at the battle. Overcoming the battles in your mind is what mental toughness is all about. So I hope that you are recognizing what I'm saying right now and how important it becomes when you're dealing with what we call mental toughness. Now, you can look at the academia side of mental toughness. You can look at the street smarts of mental toughness, and you can look at everything in between. But the main concepts are these four C's that help you to actually live a productive and a positive life. I'm going to share some more with you. So the first C we said was confidence. The second C we said was control. The third C is challenge. You must challenge yourself. You must stretch. You must move beyond what comfortability is. Those of you who have heard me before on Productivity 360, you recognize that, listen, comfortability is what I call a place of death. You have to grow. You have to develop. You have to stretch. And in order to do so, you've got to move out of your comfort zone. The last C, the fourth C, when it comes to mental toughness, that I really want you to hone in on, and this is what most of society has a problem with, and that C is called commitment. Most people have or desire responsibility. Most people desire authority. But very few people are committed to seeing the task done until the end, seeing it through until the end. So when we look at the fourth C of commitment, we have to begin to ask ourselves, how committed are you? Are you committed to getting it done until it is completed? Are you committed just to say that you're a part? Are you committed to enjoy the niceties of whatever it is that you may be a part of? Because being committed means that you're dedicated. It means that you're loyal. It means that you are ready for that cause, that activity, that job. That means that you, your whole heart is dedicated or committed to whatever it is that you say you're committed to. What are you committed to in life? Are you committed to happiness? Are you committed to joy? Are you committed to family? Are you committed to finances? Are you committed to friends? Are you committed to image? Are you committed to perception? What are you committed to? These are the questions that I want you to ask yourself. If I can give you some practical application, talking about the four C's of mental toughness, I would start off by telling you, you've got to learn and know when to turn it off. You've got to learn and you've got to know when to turn it off. Now you may be asking, Dr. Vern, come on, wait a minute. What are you talking about right now? You have to know when to turn it off. You can't be going 100 miles an hour for the rest of your life. If you believe that you can, then you've already fooled yourself. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you have to learn how to avoid what I call the comparison game, where you're watching what everyone else is doing instead of paying attention to what you should be doing. Well, if I only had this, and if this were possible and that were possible, well, if I had what they had, or if I lived where they lived, or stop playing the comparison game. The comparison game will get you absolutely nowhere. It would only cause you to continue to be stagnant. It would cause you to be stuck. And eventually, as I've always said, it will cause you to be stale. So avoid the comparison game. The other thing that I want to share with you is remember that you are not alone. When we're talking about the four C's of mental toughness, a practical application is you are not the oddball, the unicorn in the crowd. It's not only happening to you. So remember that you are not alone. Here is a misconception that I really, really want to make sure that you all understand. You've heard the adage where they say that practice makes perfect. That's a lie. Practice helps you to improve so that you can become more excellent. Perfection is not achievable. So stop trying to achieve perfection. The next practical application that I want to give you is something that I call rest. Many people think they don't need it, but they fool themselves because you only have one body, one mind, and time is of the essence. If you do not rest, what will happen is you will break before you break. And I'm trying to help you to understand that a practice in mental toughness is getting the proper amount of rest. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. Here's another thing that I would challenge you to do. You've often heard me say to journal your journey. Now I want you to take some time to watch this. Manage your expectations. Manage your expectations. Sometimes we try to dive completely into something without thinking or assessing what we're getting into. So learn how to manage your expectations. Another practical application is not to put too much pressure on yourself. Mental toughness depends upon how much opportunity, time, and space you give yourself when it comes to accomplishing things. If you put too much on your plate, the plate will break. If you put too much weight on one side, you will have the seesaw effect. If you try to do it too fast, eventually you may crash. I hope that this is all making sense. So the last thing that I want to share in terms of practical application is to make sure that you understand that life is meant to be lived. So live your life to the fullest. Are you picking up what I'm putting down today as we discuss the four C's of mental toughness? I sure hope so. I want to share some things, some practices that you can actually do that will stimulate your mind and help you to become mentally tough. Are you ready? I sure hope that you are. Get your pen, get your pad, and let's run. First things first, learn how to celebrate the success of others. Learn how to celebrate the success of others. And in doing so, I need you to understand that it is okay to fail at something as long as you don't remain in that failure. The only way that you learn and become triumphant is to have not succeeded at something the first time. So understand that there are lessons in failure. And as long as you continue to learn and grow, you will be okay. The next thing that I want to share with you is that it's so important for you to accept full responsibility for your past behaviors. I'm going to say that again. Accept full responsibility for your past behavior. What I am sharing with you right now are literally mental exercises to get you strength when it comes to mental toughness. Mental exercises that will bring you strength so that you can strengthen your mind. The next thing would be, it's important for you to watch this. Invest in some alone time. Invest in some alone time. Why? Because your mind needs time to rejuvenate. Your mind needs time to recalibrate. And your mind needs time, watch this, to think and imagine what's possible instead of simply being engaged all the time. The next practical thing that I want you to look at is learn how to invest your energy in your present time. Learn how to invest your energy in your present time. Have you ever heard the statement that I need you to be present if you're going to be present? That simply means that I'm challenging each and every one of you who are listening to Productivity 360 today to invest your energy in the present. The next thing I want to share with you is you've got to be prepared to work hard to succeed at the things that you desire to succeed. Prepare to work hard and succeed at the things that you desire to succeed. You can't say that you want something but aren't willing to put in the practical application to do or gain the evidence and the results of the thing that you seek. If you are doing that, you are practicing something called insanity. And that surely is not going to help you to become mentally tough. The next thing that I want to share with you is that you have to be willing to take calculated risk. People who are mentally tough and who are strengthening their mental capacity learn how to take calculated risk. Another thing that will help you to stretch your mind is to have what we would call willpower or staying power. Willpower or staying power. This one is going to blow your mind. There's nothing more stimulating to the mind than to be kind. There's nothing more stimulating to the mind than to be kind. So practice kindness and make it a habit that you do on a daily basis. The next thing that I challenge you to do is to evaluate your core values and your beliefs. As you evaluate the why behind the what you do or what you believe, you begin to strengthen your core and you know what it is you believe in and why you operate the way that you do. One of the hardest tasks to being mentally tough and fit is practicing to stay in the mindset of joy and happiness. Stay in the mindset of joy and happiness. It actually takes true concentration to stay in the productive and positive zone. I challenge you to try it today and see how difficult it becomes. The other thing that I want you to do is start to expand your mental energy wisely. Start to expand in your mental energy being used wisely. See, anyone can get upset very quickly. Anyone can take their mind and their capacity to think to the negative in 0 to 60 seconds very quickly. But very few people can expand their mental capacity and energy to be used wisely. Here's one that we've already talked about in terms of challenge. When you challenge yourself, here's a great challenge for mental toughness. Challenge yourself to embrace change. Embrace change. And if you do that, here's something that you already know I was going to say. When you embrace change, you find yourself thinking productively and having a productive state of mind. Seeing why this is happening and what you can do because it has. Remember this, you are not in control, but you can grow through whatever you happen to go through. You are not in control, but you can grow through what you happen to go to or through. Here's the one that I know is going to throw you for a loop. When you want to become mentally tough and mentally strong and exercise your mental muscle, you've got to learn how to tolerate being discomfort or being outside of your comfort zone. And when you do that, life begins to transform. Your brain and your mental toughness begins to shift and your heart begins to say, I am ready for anything. The last thing that I want to share with you is always, always, always see yourself going through the process so that you can reflect on your progress as you continue on. See yourself going through the process so that you can reflect on your progress as you go along. People, I promise you, these things are very, very helpful. We've been talking about the 4 C's to mental toughness. Please, ma'am, please, sir, take heed to the words that you heard on the show today. If this show has blessed you in any way, I ask that you share it out, that you copy the link, and that you send it to someone who you know needs to hear it. The 4 C's of mental toughness are confidence, control, challenge, and commitment. I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and as always, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there. I want you to live to produce, and I want you to practice the four C's of mental toughness. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?